Good afternoon, and welcome to the VMO Show. I'm Joe Martin. Today, a conversation with Mike LaCrone and Joe Koss from COPA, community organizations promoting the arts. We'll talk about COPA's ongoing mission to support all varieties of arts in the Madison area, their ambitious plans for a new state-of-the-art facility, what you can do to support the LaCrone Arts Fund, and much more. A conversation with Mike LaCrone and Joe Koss. Today, on the VMO Show. I'm here in the WVMO studios with Joe Koss and Mike LaCrone from COPA, Community Organizations Promoting the Arts. It's really an honor to have you guys down here. Thanks for coming today.
Oh, we're happy to be here.
Yes, thanks for having us, Joe.
Mike, right off the bat, I got to tell you, in the 1980s, playing in my high school pep band, you were my hero, the hero of tens of thousands of young musicians. Thanks for making musicians cool.
Well, that's the reason we do it. It's to make musicians feel cool and to give you that sense of pride. And frankly, that's what COPA is all about. It's doing that same kind of thing.
Music and the arts changes lives for the better. For me, that formative experience of having the opportunity to play music, to perform in front of people, as important as the English and the math and the science, the arts are a fundamental part of life. And that's what COPA is all about.
Well, yeah, and we, you know, it's one of those things where you enhance so many people's lives that the next step is for them to maybe take what they've learned in the music and do other things with it. And that also is what COPA is about, is setting maybe a background so kids can do, can go into music professionally, maybe not behind the microphone, but certainly it's a great opportunity for them.
So, Joe, COPA stands for Community Organizations Performing the Arts. You're based in Fitchburg. Tell us a little bit about COPA and your mission.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. I would love to. And so COPA, as you mentioned, Community Organizations Promoting the Arts. We're a newer nonprofit organization based in Fitchburg, right down the road here. And it is our mission to provide affordable access to the arts. And so we're operating out of a facility today, a repurposed office and warehouse space in Fitchburg, and offering up programs and spaces for artists of all ages. The key for us is we do want to make it affordable to all, really focused on the underserved population in our area.
I'm here in the WVMO studios talking with Joe Koss and Mike LaCrone from COPA, Community Organizations Promoting the Arts, based in Fitchburg. When we're talking about the arts, of course, here at the radio station, we think about music, but we're talking about performing arts of all stripes and visual arts as well. Joe, tell us about the breadth of arts that are happening at COPA.
Yeah, again, we want to be able to provide spaces where people can connect, create, learn, and perform. So that does include arts of all genres. So everything, you know, from music to dance to the visual arts as well. And so there is this great need for space in our area. And we want to be able to provide that space to those artists and future artists where they can create art or perform their art in our facility.
And there's such a need for space. You know, as an artist, it's not just having a stage. Obviously, that's important. It's about having a place to practice, to rehearse, to create, to store materials. I mean, there's a tremendous need for space.
There is. And I mean, you look at the greater Madison area and we have some awesome facilities, right? And those facilities, you know, provide opportunities for many folks. But beyond that, still this huge need for space and maybe more importantly, affordable space. You know, some of these facilities, it does take some money to be able to utilize them. And with COPA and specifically the LaCrone Arts Fund, which we can get into as well, we want to provide affordable access to our space.
My baby, she made out of love, like one of those bunnies out of the Playboy Club. But she got something much greater than gold. Crazy about that girl, how she got so much soul. I said she got the kind. when she walks by. All the fellas go, and I know why. It's simply 'cause that girl, she looks so fine.
Listening to the VMO show.
I'm here in the WVMO studios talking with Joe Koss and Mike LaCrone from COPA, Community Organizations Promoting the Arts. Joe, you're currently based in Fitchburg. You've got 11,000 square feet, but you've got a beautiful potential space that you are working to create, a 70,000 square foot state of the art facility.
Yeah, we do have big dreams. We're operating out of an existing facility, again, repurposed office facility, and it's serving our need today, and we're able to run programming and offering space up to those artists today. But our big dream is to ultimately rebuild this world-class facility, as you talked about. And this facility would include everything from a 400-seat theater to have performances, to practice space and meeting space, all kinds of space for artists and for community members to utilize.
One of the reasons I got involved with COPA to begin with was when I retired, everybody says, he's got all kinds of time. Why don't we see if he can help us? And the big problem was space. We couldn't find space for bands to rehearse, for bands to practice, for, as Joe said, bands to learn their art, what they were able to do. I saw that as a thing that COPA could do. I've watched the COPA thing grow. There are so many exciting things happen to kids. Joe and I have both seen a couple of events where there's kid violinists who can barely hold the instrument, but they play music that is just so exciting for them. That's what I feel COPA is about from my personal experience with them. And it is exciting to see. The best thing a musician can see is somebody play music and the face light up. Like, gee, I'm having a great time. Music is supposed to be fun.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. Sugar and spine. I feel nice. A sugar and spine. So nice. So nice. I got you. I feel nice, a sugar and spice.
can't do no wrong. And when I hold you in my arms, my love can't do me no harm. And I feel nice, I should have responded. I feel nice, a sugar and spice. So nice, so nice that I got you. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I would. So good. I got you, so good, so good, I got you, so good, so good, I got you.
You're tuned to the VMO Show on 98.7 WVMO.
I'm here in the WVMO studios talking with Joe Koss and Wisconsin legend Mike LaCrone, and we are talking about COPA, Community Organizations Promoting the Arts, organizations based in Fitchburg. Joe, I want to talk to you about the physical plant and the needs for funds there, and then I want to talk to you, Mike, about the LaCrone Arts Fund. First, we need a building for this expanding need for this, and that requires funds.
Yeah, and again, we've got big dreams to ultimately build this world-class facility, but we know that's not going to happen overnight. So we understand we need to build momentum with our programs today. So we are operating out of that current facility and offering up programs and space to those who need it. And so if there are artists in the area that are looking for space, they certainly can contact us, copamadison.org. Check out our website. But we do know we're going to have to phase in this fundraising approach. And as I mentioned, we do want to make our facility affordable to all, and particularly the underserved communities. So one of the things that we're currently working on is something called the LaCrone Arts Fund, which Mike can speak about. But this fund, the intent behind it is to help provide funding, grants to individuals and organizations to be able to utilize the COPA facility today and into the future, because we want to make this sustainable, you know, for the foreseeable future. So the LaCrone Arts Fund, that's our goal today, is to raise funds for that fund and provide that ongoing funding for COPA programming.
Mike, you are the honorary campaign chair. You're one of a number of wonderful ambassadors, including Andre DeShields, Butch Vig, just a host of these tremendous art luminaries. But you were the first guy on Mount Rushmore. They put your name on it. A building is just a building without the funds to start up these programs and a legacy to keep these programs going. Tell us about the LaCrone Arts Fund and what people can do to help.
Well, obviously, when you have any program like this, you need money. You need that startup funds. Now, we're started, but what we don't have is now the funds to do the things that Joe just talked about. This idea of a kid not being able to afford a music lesson, but the LaCrone Arts Fund will allow that kid to maybe find a scholarship, underwrite a music rehearsal someplace. That's what it's all about so far as I'm concerned. We just want to fulfill that need that's always been there. And now people are starting to understand how important it really is to everyone who gets involved in music, the arts, dance, to have kids trained to know how to put lights on to help a show or to make the sound good. Those are all things that this fund can do. So some of them will not be too costly. Others of them will be very costly. We hope we can hit everything.
You're listening to the VMO Show.
I'm here in the WVMO studios with Joe Koss and Mike Lacrone, and we're talking about COPA, Community Organizations Promoting the Arts. When we think about the arts, we tend to think about what's happening at the front of the stage, but there are so many careers, so much that goes into the arts behind the scenes. Lighting, sound, set design, stage management, editing for television, for radio. That requires state-of-the-art facilities, Joe.
It really does. And yeah, when you think about the arts, you think about sort of the performance arts and who's on stage. But it takes an army, really, to put on a show for anyone who's been to a concert. So, you know, where do people learn, you know, how to do the lighting or the sound or, you know, all the things in the back of the stage, you know, that goes into a performance? We want to provide that opportunity for them at COPA as well and provide training and the facilities, the equipment to really learn that side of the business and that side of arts, because it is so important. It isn't just who's performing, it's who's supporting them along the way.
Yeah, I don't know how much they were paying that spotlight operator over there at the Kohl Center trying to keep a beam on you, Mike, but they weren't paying them enough.
Well, that's the point. They're not paying them enough, and people lose sight of what it is. You can see what they're doing at our Index Road facility, where with very modest means, they're putting on shows that look very professional when you just see them from the front. That isn't something that just happens.
That doesn't come free, Joe.
No, it doesn't come free. And yes, there's space, but that space isn't always available or comes at a cost. You know, we would like to supplement that with our facility. You know, one of the things that we've done at the COPA facility is something called Indie Tune-Up. And this allows, you know, local bands and singers to come and perform maybe on a smaller stage to really hone their craft and get themselves ready for the bigger stage. But then you have all the supporting casts and the back of the stage people that can help learn their craft there as well in a much more smaller setting before they get to the big stage.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing. But then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
You're tuned to the VMO Show on 98.7 WVMO.
I'm here in the WVMO studios talking with Joe Koss and Mike LaCrone from COPA, Community Organizations Promoting the Arts. When we're talking about a lasting arts facility, we're talking about a legacy of great performance. So it's not just today, it's not just tomorrow, it's providing a financial bedrock so that these programs can exist well into the future.
That's it exactly. And that's the whole intent behind the LaCrone Arts Fund, is this sustainable fund that can provide these grants, these scholarships, this underwriting for individuals and organizations who may not otherwise be able to afford it. And again, there's some great facilities around town that this community provides, but that comes at a cost. We want to provide a facility that is affordable and accessible to all.
Joe, if I'm listening right now and I want to get involved, I want to find out more about COPA and how I can help realize this dream, how do I get in touch with you?
Thank you. So as I mentioned, the best place to start is at our website. So copamadison.org. That provides all sorts of information about COPA. We would love it if anybody would like to donate to the LaCrone Arts Fund and help build that that fund up for us. Again, we're just getting started, and we want to continue the momentum that we're building. If anyone wants to volunteer as well, they can contact us there. And for artists who are looking for space as well, you can find out more information on our website.
Mike, you've spent decades here at the center of Wisconsin's music scene. Have any words of wisdom for our young musicians out there?
Well, the only thing that I would add perhaps to what Joel has said is it works when you get kids to get involved with music. He and I were at the same kind of facility we're trying to establish in Madison over in Milwaukee. And here's kids, here's musicians working along with dancers, people who do the visual arts. When you see that kind of intermeshing, that's what I like to think arts is also about. See, I can talk about music because I just love anything that involves the preparation and the performance of music. And you're not going to get a better vehicle than what COPA's doing.
Joe Koss, Mike LaCrone, what an honor and privilege to have you guys down here today. Listeners, be sure to check out copamadison.org. You'll find out more information there about how you can get involved. Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Mike.
Oh, my pleasure.
Thank you, Joe, for having us.
That's it for today's VMO show. Thanks again to Mike LaCrone and Joe Koss. I'm Joe Martin. You can hear the VMO show every weekday at this time. Until next time, have a great day.